Session 18, Building Personal Relationships. Lesson 18.1, Get to Know Your Clients as People. I recently met with a client of mine, a managing partner at a large professional firm, to discuss an upcoming workshop with a group of his executives. "Please don't tell them that they have to become best friends with their clients," he told me, adding, "It'll terrify them and they'll tune out right then and there." Lurking behind this comment is a common fear about getting too personal with clients. Many professionals, I've found, are fearful about how and when, if ever, to shift the conversation to more personal issues. We're all quite comfortable discussing market trends or an interesting piece of analysis that we just completed, or our product solutions, but turn the subject to the personal realm and things can become a bit scary. There's good news. You don't have to become friends with your clients. In fact, in most cases, you won't and probably shouldn't become really good friends. There are two reasons for this. First, if you get too close to a client, you may not be able to give them truly objective advice. Second, I think you do need to maintain some separation between your professional life with clients and your personal life. That said, you may selectively become good friends with a few of your clients. In my career, I certainly have, in some cases after the professional-client relationship has ended. And if that works well for you, great. Here's the main point. Your goal should be to get to know your clients as people, as opposed to becoming good friends with them. To be an effective advisor, you need to understand your client's likes and dislikes, risk tolerance, values, beliefs, background and experiences. You need to understand what their preferred communication style is and how they like to make decisions. There's another reason to build a more personal relationship. It will differentiate you from other competing providers that your client works with. At the beginning of this program, I talked about the four most basic things that every client wants. They need you to deliver. They want to work with someone they trust. They insist on good value for money, and they want someone they like, someone who is likable. And the more a client knows you, the better they will understand your own values and beliefs, intelligence, judgment, experience, and so on. And that familiarity leads, usually, to likability. And that's powerful. In the workbook for this program, under this session, I've included a checklist for you entitled, How Well Do You Really Know Your Clients? It sets out a comprehensive list of the things you should know about each of your best clients. There are many potential barriers to getting to know your clients as people. First, there may be differences in background, experience, and age. A 60-year-old executive with grown children may not be naturally drawn to building a personal relationship with a 32-year-old single professional, and vice versa. Second, some clients don't want to have a personal relationship with their outside providers. They prefer to keep their professional and personal lives quite separate. Third, many times people get so focused on operational execution and delivery that they completely ignore or discount the need to get to know the client on a more personal level. For this same reason, by the way, they also never have the agenda setting, big picture conversations that are needed to ensure you're serving your client's highest level goals. Finally, and related to the previous point, our client interactions are often solely confined to the office. And as we'll see in a minute, this doesn't lend itself to getting more personal with clients. In the next lesson, I'm going to talk about 9 strategies you can use to connect with clients on a more personal level.